I made an observation the other day. After leaving my driveway on the way to town from up the trail, I drove about 20 miles without seeing an election sign. Now there is one on the trail, but not until around the lumber mill. If you close your eyes, you'll miss it. So I close my eyes when I go by. Then another 10 miles of sign-free driving. In the last week for work, I traveled to a few cities where there are contentious, close races going on. On almost every fence post, along almost every street, sign upon sign, block after block, you can't shake the politics. Though my exposure to political ads while home is low, I find I quickly tire with just limited exposure while on the road. That's one of the great things about Cook County, for the most part. Where we live isn't just a backdrop to advertising, like so many other places in the world. Our beautiful surroundings take a front seat, advertising, and thus political signs sitting back. It's been a peppery campaign season. Midterms are a big deal, and I can feel the pressure if I get too close and the news junkie in me begins to pay too much attention. We don't own a TV, so I don't have to worry about the upchuck cascading from it during the political season, or any season for that matter. But the beauty lies at home, where I can turn off the radio and the internet. Sitting down in a corner of the house, I can deliberately look and listen for outside interference and hear and see nothing. Back to my drive down the trail. Between Poplar and the lumber mill, I like to think of this space as a political free zone. Again, the radio in my car can be on, but it can also be off, and I can control my environment, keeping it politically asexual. Looking around during those few miles of driving, there is no Democrat or Republican, nor Independent. No scandal, no stupidity, no super patriot bias. No loudmouth, just road, trees, sky, and animals. On my drive, of course, I do see trees that lean a little too far to the right, or maybe a little too far to the left. Then there are those trees that stand upright, old and strong, between left and right. A real old straight one might be labeled a centrist tree. I don't know what you call trees that have fallen over. There is no politics in the forest. Of course, there is forest politics. I am sure Forest Service foot soldiers can vouch for that. But there isn't any down-and-dirty Democrat and Republican super politics. That being said, you can't get good political quotes from a tree. In fact, you might go as far as saying that the forest is misunderestimated. Politicians like to associate themselves with the forest. It makes them look hardy, like they're just one of the guys. In associating yourself with the forest, it's kind of a political sign, though not one I have to look at. One of Minnesota's governors once graced the cover of Time magazine in just this fashion. Governor Wendy's cover was clad in a picture of him hoisting a northern up just after climbing out of a boat. The cover states, "The good life in Minnesota." He was using the forest to his advantage and selling Minnesota besides. It makes good politics if you can play it right. However, if you don't normally run in the outdoor guy circle, you have the potential to make yourself look pretty silly. Think Michael Dukakis in the tank. Some folks say color represents and defines their political party, and you can see both red and blue in the forest if you look close enough. There is a splash of red in the head of the pileated woodpecker. The pileated can be found pounding his head on a tree that has the right smell or sound. There is plenty of metaphor there. Then there are all those lakes that are blue. Think the land of sky blue waters, which reminds me of a bear in a boat and beer. Well, and Governor Ventura. So I guess, yes, you can see color in the forest, but not colors that remind me of a certain political party. Just color. However, it is interesting that as our time to vote arrives in the forest, it is the season with the least amount of color. There is no 24-hour news cycle in the woods. Surely there is drama and things happening, but it doesn't make for sensational news. It would be boring news if we covered the Superior Quetico region with CNN hunger. Same news every day. Large seasonal changes that morph slowly over a couple of months. Deer move here, wolves follow, leaves fall. Not exciting political news. Well, then again, wildfire is heart attack and car wreck exciting. Being a ballot in the mail county, we don't have to go to the voting booth. Of course, visiting the voting booth can give a real feel for civic duty. You can also sometimes tell where your neighbors lean based on their happy or sad expressions. But I'll take voting at home. Under the veil of secrecy, in my own home, I can blacken the ovals, calmly walk to the mailbox, insert my ballot, and raise the mailbox flag. Shall I say, mission accomplished? So, in this season of midterm elections, I am glad to make the sign-free drive a couple times a week. Forget about the world's troubles and think about something less serious for a while, in my self-proclaimed, quiet, sign-free political zone. Oh, to live life we live in Cook County, this is Steve Ramberg with the Gunflint Notebook for WTIP, and I approve this message. Thank you.